Here in Vatican City, Pope John Paul now lies in state. In St. Peter's Square, huge video screens have been erected so that the thousands gathered there can see the Pope's body, the people passing by, and hear the voices ring out from inside the basilica of the choir and the priests. During his long reign, Pope John Paul supported a conservative movement in the Roman Catholic Church known as Opus Dei. The name means God's work. Last year, the Pope elevated its Spanish founder to sainthood. Opus Dei believes Christians can sanctify the world through their daily work, and its members can be found in the upper echelons of the Vatican and some governments. Among the many critics of the Opus Dei movement are some of its former members. They describe it as a medieval-like sect that brainwashes members and strives for secular power and wealth. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
On the outskirts of the Spanish capital, set in a wooded park with perfectly groomed lawns, is one of Opus Dei's flagship institutions. It's the IESE Business School, ranked among the best in the world. Inside, a professor hammers his wisdom onto the chalkboard before an auditorium filled with students. Every year, IESE churns out a crop of bright young MBAs headed for top corporations in Europe and around the world.
What better place to influence and to make the world a better place than having an impact on managers, top management in companies.
Canadian-born Opus Dei member Eric Weber is Associate Dean of Executive Education, and he also teaches accounting and control at IESE. Being an Opus Dei member or a Catholic is not a prerequisite for admission to the school, but Weber says Opus Dei's emphasis on ethics has been a core part of the curriculum since well before the recent spate of corporate scandals.
I would find it completely unacceptable if in a management control case, for example, a student would bring out an issue and say, I see an ethical dilemma there, and I would answer, well, but you know, I'm a management control professor. I don't want to talk about this.
Weber says ethics was central to the teachings of Opus Dei's founder, José María Escrivá de Balaguer. But critics of the organization say it's anything but ethical. They describe it as a power-hungry sect that has no regard for the law. It allegedly brainwashes its recruits, controlling their lives and their wallets. Some former members claim Escrivá even sympathized with the Nazis. Still, none of these blemishes kept the Pope from making the founder a saint last year, just 27 years after his death. It was the fastest canonization in church history, and it was an apogee for the organization, which is the only one in the church that is not subject to the authority of local bishops. Some of the Vatican's most senior clerics belong to Opus Dei. They include Cardinal Julian Herranz, an influential member of the Curia. The Pope's chief spokesman, Joaquin Navarro Valls, is an acknowledged lay member. Escrivá started Opus Dei back in 1928, claiming God told him to do so. He told his followers that they could be holy in everyday life through hard work, discipline, and generosity to others. The critics describe Opus Dei as a close-knit, behind-the-scenes conspiracy waging a top-down crusade to spread Christianity. And its members are told to pursue that aim without scruple, says former member Alberto Moncada.
Well, that they believe that the means, that no matter what you do, if you are in a right aim, you are entitled to that.
Moncada, who is now a sociologist, has written a book on the history of Opus Dei. He says members have been implicated in a slew of banking and tax scandals in Spain, in which illegal money is allegedly laundered and sluiced to the organization's coffers. Opus spokespeople deny any kind of conspiracy or involvement in illegal activities on the part of the organization. They also emphasize that it's open to people from all walks of life.
José María Escrivá fue una persona sencilla.
In Madrid, Opus Dei recently presented a DVD in Spanish about the founder and the movement, which is informally known as The Work.
My mother was a member of The Work. She died 6 years ago, and the only thing that matters when you die is how well you love the people.
Mi madre murió hace 6 años y era del Opus Dei.
It was peppered with testimonies from ordinary people. There was a dentist from Boston, a New York carpenter, and a Latin American farmer. The DVD also showed an Opus Dei field school for rural women in Nigeria. Wherever Opus Dei's 80,000 members may be in the world, they all have a so-called plan of life. Former Opus people say that plan even specifies what books a member can read and urges self-mortification. Some members even wear spiked bands that tear into their flesh. Weber, the associate business school dean, says the plan of life is merely suggested.
Using razor blades to mortify myself, no, that's not with me. What we sometimes do is we say, well, I'm gonna, instead of having 3 bottles of Coke at lunch, I'm going to have water.
He says the self-denial is meant to focus the Opus member on the important things in life. Weber is a supernumerary Opus Dei member, which means he can be married and live with his family. There are also celibate members, or numeraries, who live in segregated Opus Dei houses. But ex-members say there's another category who are allegedly brainwashed into being full-time servants. Paz Garrido almost became one of them, but she managed to get out and keep her sense of humor.
One of my students gave me this.
She opens a cabinet in her living room and takes out a cartoon drawn by one of her students. It shows Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, where Joseph says, if there really is equality, as Paz says, then how come I'm not pregnant? Nowadays, Garrido teaches English, but a few years ago she was about to join the work as a so-called auxiliary numerary after 7 years of living in Opus Dei houses. Switching to her own language, she recalls how auxiliary numeraries were trained to respond at the ring of a bell.
Dilin, 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 dilin. Las numerarias auxiliares limpian. Las numerarias auxiliares lavan. Las numerarias auxiliares cocinan.
The auxiliary numeraries clean and the auxiliary numeraries wash. The auxiliary numeraries cook and dedicate themselves to all the domestic chores in the houses. And the numeraries supervise.
Auxiliary numeraries were all women from the working class, while numeraries were university graduates or daughters of upper-class families, she adds. Garrido also recalls the weekly encounters with the spiritual director.
Tú tienes que dar cuenta semanalmente de todo lo que piensas, de todo lo que pasa por tu cabeza.
You have to give an account once a week of everything you think, everything that goes through your head. You have to empty yourself of all your feelings.
Garrido thinks the Opus is anything but Christian. But Opus leaders feel the canonization of their founder has made their message universal to all Christians. And observers say the Opus is hoping the next pope will be as big a fan of their cause as John Paul II was. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.